This week's Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week is Sandbach Netball Club, which was first set up in 2010 by Dave Chadwick, who wanted to widen the opportunities for juniors to play netball in Sandbach and the surrounding areas. Since then, the club has continued to grow, including back-to-netball sessions for adults, as well as an annual tournament.
I set up the club, it's 11 years ago now, isn't it? Because after I got my level 2 at Alsager and stuff, I then saw there was a big hole in the centre of Cheshire, shall we say, Alsager and stuff. Once you left Alsager, there was nothing. And as I lived in Sandbach, I thought, let's try and set up a club in Sandbach. And I had words with the high school here. I had words with the headmaster, who was very supportive. And we started up, we contacted some primary schools around the area as well. The first Friday we started them, I think we had 8 girls, and they were all from a primary school. So I said, right, okay. And we just started up, and then after that, it just seemed to snowball and stuff. You know, girls from the high school came, girls from Congleton came, girls from primary schools in Congleton came, plus in Sandbach as well. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's it. We had our first tournament the following Christmas indoors here, just with a few clubs. And since then, it sort of snowballed. So from that small beginning, at the last tournament we had before COVID, I think we had something like over 100 teams over the weekend. We were on the Saturday, we started something like 8:30 in the morning and didn't finish till 8:30 at night. And on the Sunday, it was something like 8:45 till early finish, about 5:45. Fortunately, the weather was good with us, and we had a great time. I think every team that came enjoyed it. I keep getting emails saying, when's the next tournament? When's the next tournament? But obviously with COVID, it all got kicked in the head. So hopefully next summer, we might have another tournament.
When you set it up, did you ever imagine how much it would develop and how much it would grow?
One would hope. You know, we always hoped it might get bigger and better. I didn't realise it would get that big. And to me... It was a dedication of the people who put the time in, you know, behind the scenes. People don't see what goes on behind the scenes and stuff. And it just went from that. We just totally enjoyed it. We think the main thing is, one, have the girls enjoyed it? Because it is mainly a girls' sport. I think we've only ever had one or two boys in the whole time we've been here. And as long as they enjoy it, that's all that matters as far as we're concerned. Club for all. And if they want to play competitively, we'll try and fit it in. We'll try and get teams in their age groups. Anyone who wants to come and play netball, we will never say, no, you can't. We'll help you. We'll try and help you. And you enjoy it, we'll be here.
Sandbach Netball Club originally began as a junior club, with the club currently hosting their junior training sessions on a Friday night at Sandbach Leisure Centre. The club has also started back-to-netball sessions for adults, as well as a mixed team, as coach Rachel Chadwick explains.
Because we've got teams that play in the local leagues, as coaches we still have to then push them and like make them work harder. So what we sort of tend to do is any newbies, they sort of stay together. We teach them like the fundamentals, like the throwing, the catching, the driving, all that sort of stuff. Then people that just want to come just for fun, so that they are included. But then obviously because we've got girls that are playing on a regular basis, like the more they play, the better they're going to get. So obviously there's then things that we work on that we then have to like drill into them, like with the driving and all. That's probably why tonight you've been like, drive! So it is literally for everyone. But obviously we try and then push the girls that are in the teams that want to be pushed and go further along. Obviously they do have like the Cheshire Trials still that go ahead now. So we have girls that want to go into that. So then we have to sort of take a step back, look at what they need to work on and push them for that, for them trials, that they can then progress. We sort of say to them, like, look, we can teach you what we know, but at the end of the day, it is down to you. So when they are on court, if they've won a game, although we've taught them what to do, they've won it for themselves, and it's about letting them know that, and then their confidence rises. So we literally just all work together with what the girls need to work on from, like, say, the matches beforehand. We ask the girls, like, name 3 things that went well, name 3 things that you want to work on. So then we include the girls with what they want to work on, Because if they tell you, then they've got that drive to work on it, rather than just being like, right, this week you're doing this, this and this. If you include them, they're then like, well, actually, I'll work on that. Because from that game, I needed to work on my footwork. So then if you set up a footwork drill, they're then like, right, I'm going to concentrate on my feet. Whereas if you come in like, right, we're doing footwork, they're like, oh, God, we're doing footwork. So we just literally, like, just speak to everybody. We were just juniors at first, and then I started out with a few of, like, the parents, just like, are we, like, when can we do something? So I then set up the back to netball. From the back to netball, that just grew and grew and grew. So then I entered one adult team into the local league. From there, I just got more and more adults coming, started advertising it on social media, just got people from everywhere coming to it. Then obviously I had a few men ask me about it, sort of dragged a couple more men into it. So then we started with the mixed league. So the back to netball's been running all the way through. And then now I've literally got the back to netball, I've got three adult teams. We've got another, like, youngsters who are like 16 that are just now starting in the adult league, so basically before, and then we've got a mixed team. So it just sort of keeps growing and growing, which is fabulous as a club, to be fair. It's all about having fun. You don't have to worry about anything. Like, we are here to teach you what you need to know. So it's just a case of just come, give it a go. We're here to support you. Any problems, you can always come and talk to us. We are a friendly bunch, you know what I mean? Like you say, we offer for a lot if you just want to come for fun. If you want to then end up in a team, we offer for everything. So just literally give it a go and you will not be disappointed.
Someone who certainly wasn't disappointed was Keel Sinclair. After getting back involved in the sport through the club's adult sessions, Keel then began to help coach the club's juniors.
I started because I was new to the area. I loved playing at school. I'm over-competitive. And I seen one of Rachel's posts on Facebook. And I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. It took me a couple of months to talk myself into doing it, as I don't like new places. And it just turned up, and as soon as that first whistle went, it was just automatic. Like, I just fell back in love with the game, and then my kids joined the club. And then I wanted to do more than just play, so I thought, I'll see if I can coach and go from there. To me, it's a bit of therapy and something that I can enjoy with my kids. Obviously, I've got a son who doesn't play, but he likes telling the girls what to do, you know, run faster, and he looks at Dave a little bit because he sees Dave with his umpire whistle. But at first it was just something me and my girls could do together, and then their passion just grew for it. So now it's more of a family thing that took over my life.
And why did you decide to become a coach and go into coaching?
When I seen my girls play, when they started playing, we did a lot outside of the club as well, and I knew what they could do, and it started off me just sort of pushing those two, and then they've got friends, and I thought, do you know what, there was a group of girls that come that wasn't quite ready for a team yet, and I seen them all, and I went up to Dave and I said, I want those girls. There's a lot of things that go into it. It isn't just, you know, skills. It's thinking, it's planning a couple of moves ahead, depending on the level that you're playing at, obviously. Some kids come in, and obviously, as they're with the club for a lengthy period of time, the parents start explaining to you, like, God, my child was so shy, and so, you know, within themselves, and they've come here, and their confidence has grown so much. Now, I never expected that to me. I expected a little bit of, you know, oh God, aren't they come on skill-wise? But to hear it's affecting them outside of school is just amazing. It is a family club.
Yeah.
It's not like you've got CIOs of a company that you never see. Do you know what I mean? It is just a nice family club. We do have chats, we have meetings, get-togethers. We all have to chip in. Obviously, it would be nice if there was more parents that could come and share, but yeah, it is more than just a sport. It's a lot of things. I mean, we're a club that, you know, some people struggle a little bit with their own funding and stuff, and it's a club that, you, without saying a word, we can help you. They just go above and beyond for each and every person. You're not just part of a team, you are an individual, and if you do have a problem, we're always around. It's just lovely.
Lauren Reel has been involved in the club for 8 years. Now Lauren and her team have started to play with more senior players, and Lauren is also sharing her knowledge with the club's juniors, helping out with the Friday night sessions.
I used to come swimming here as well, and when I was walking through, I remember seeing the table being set up and people being signed in. And my mum came up and asked what it was, and just like kind of not forced me in, but was like, that'll be good. And I'm still here now, 8 years later. I think I've become more confident in my netball a lot, and I've become more confident in trying new sports because of netball. I think they're all very lovely when I first came. They're all really lovely to play with, and all really lovely to like be coached by. And then I think just like the game itself is just really fun to play, and actually a lot more people have started to like come in, and like a lot more new faces as well have started to want to come, and like they've advertised it a lot better as well, so like more people can see it when they're just walking through the school halls. And we do get quite a lot of new faces each day, like younger years especially, starting to be more of them.
So if any of our listeners listening to this are thinking, what is netball, why should I do it, what's your message to those people?
It's just a really great way to make new friends, and a really great way to like kind of develop your like sports skills and social skills as well. And it's just a lot of fun to be around and play, and the competitiveness is good to the point where it just makes you want to continue, and you never feel like you're sad when you're doing it.
And what's your kind of advice or message to those people that are perhaps just starting out in the sport?
Never get like discouraged if you like don't catch the ball, or if you don't do the right kind of like pass or run. Like always just like believe in yourself, and know that if you do get stuck, there's always people to help you there, and everyone's very lovely.
Whether you want to get involved just for fun, meet new people, or want to play in a team, it's a club that is focused on creating an environment that is open to players of all abilities.
We're all a friendly bunch. No matter what you want out of it, whether you want to just come and meet new people, whether you want to just play like local league, whether you want to try and work in to get a place in the top team, like we can literally offer anything. I know it's quite scary because obviously you've been there before, haven't you, where it took like a few months to come. But once she's come, you'll see, like, literally all the people that I coach are a lovely bunch. There's not one person that like makes you feel uncomfortable or anything like that. So it's literally just a case of come, give it a go. If you don't like it, fair enough. If you like it, then we will work with you.